When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Republicans in the House, because they're back. And now that they're back, they have to deal with the elephant in the room. They have to deal with that item that was just kind of left hanging out there when they went on break. Marjorie Taylor Greene, that motion to vacate. Now, at this point, it's not set in a way that is going to force a vote. It's not set to bring it to the floor yet. But that could change. And reporting indicates that she is circulating a letter. And that letter lays out what appears to be the reasons for getting rid of the current Speaker of the House. Again, this has been a complete and total surrender to, if not complete and total lockstep with, the Democrats' agenda that has angered our Republican base so much and given them very little reason to vote for a Republican House majority. It's unique because, when you think about it, it wasn't actually Johnson that was responsible for all of the obstruction. Right? And it wasn't Johnson that was responsible for the Republican Party not really doing anything this whole time. That wasn't him, just saying. But it appears that Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to build that support, and it seems as though her two main points of contention are the idea that Johnson might bring forward an aid package for Ukraine, or that he might be in support of a warrantless surveillance program that allows warrantless surveillance of foreign nationals. Those appear to be the two things that she is really concerned about. Now, as far as Johnson, he's trying to downplay it for the most part, saying stuff like, a shutdown would not serve our party or assist us in our mission of saving the Republic by growing our majority, nor will another motion to vacate. Tying your speakership to saving the Republic? I guess that's one way to do it. Now, as far as the Republicans in the House overall, I think most have realized that so far Johnson has been pretty successful at managing the Twitter faction of the Republican Party and bringing them to heel. He's done pretty well with that. He's been more aggressive than McCarthy at removing their base of power. At the same time, that bit about the Republican base, it might indicate that Greene is hinting that she might try to gin up outrage. And if she does that, and she's capable of generating that outrage, and that outrage ends up creating calls to House Republicans, well, Johnson might be in trouble. If he ends up in trouble, what's he going to do? Probably go to the Democratic Party to get the votes to protect himself. In a very funny twist of fate, it might be Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate that forces Johnson into a situation where he ends up making a deal with the Democratic Party, which in theory is what she's trying to avoid. This whole thing doesn't seem very well thought out to me, but it does appear that we might be headed into another situation where the U.S. House of Representatives is without a speaker again. I am certain that piling on more dysfunction on top of the giant pile of dysfunction that has existed since Republicans took over the House will certainly help their chances come 2024. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.